Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, one little correction to the intro there. Live from Philadelphia and Radio Row, it's the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black, and we're going to have a whole heck of a lot of fun. As I said, coming from live from Radio Row, we're doing 118th edition of Army-Navy. We're in the Philadelphia Convention Center. We're looking forward to this for an entire year. Last year in Baltimore, back home in Philly, and just really, really good stuff all the way around. You guys were listening to Tittle earlier in the day. I've got a terrific roster of people who are going to be joining me. Boo Corrigan, the Army Athletic Director, will be joining us right after the commercial. Rich DeMarco, Joe Miller, the Navy sideline reporter, and Army Assistant AD DeMarco, and they get into it quite a bit. It's a traveling roadshow. Houston Nutt at 45 after hour two. And, of course, the great Des Howard, who will be joining us in a little while as well. But as we do this show today, we love the whole environment, the whole event. It's something we really get a kick out of talking about and being a part of. This is my third year on it. Got to see General Caslam a couple of minutes ago, as I was saying to Boo, and that was really good. I had the opportunity to interview him last year. A little bit tighter schedule for him this year, but certainly, he pretended that he remembered me, but I certainly remembered him. And really good stuff. Like I said, 118th edition. Finally broke the streak. Army did last year, and they're hoping to continue along. They're actually a favorite going into this game. So we'll be talking about that with Boo after the break. You know, as we've talked about, the relationship we have with this network and with the American Forces Radio Network is something we truly treasure. And these guys and girls protect our six each and every day. Many of the ones that are participating tomorrow at Lincoln Financial Field will, in the not-too-distant future, be going into harm's way, and it's something that needs to be treasured and appreciated and understood. So it's, you know, like I say each and every day, if you see somebody in a uni on the street, tell them thank you, buy them a cup of coffee, and be on your way, because they're running towards it while we're moving away from it. Never forget that. So as we get ready to step out here, like I said, right after the break, we will be back with the Army Athletic Director, Boo Corrigan, who's already plugged in and ready to rock and roll. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, it's fine. I'm good with that.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black, here with Boo Corrigan, athletic director for Army, and celebrating a year's worth of victory. I'm sure it's been sweet the entire year.
Yeah, it's been hard not to smile.
Yeah.
For 363 days or whatever it's been, but it really has. It's been a special year for all of us.
Yeah, no, I would imagine so. Broke the streak, hoping to continue it now, and you're actually, your team's actually going in as a 3-point favorite.
Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily follow the line. I do know that we're a better team than we've been in the past. I think a lot of that credit goes to Coach Munkin. I think a lot of that credit goes to the cadets. I think a lot of that credit goes to the assistants and the trainers and equipment people and everyone else. But, you know, it's a team effort in what we do, just as it is in the Army.
The emphasis on team, and you know, that's what it's all about. As I was saying in the intro, you know, these kids, not too distant future, they're going into harm's way, many of them, and it's you've got to be able to depend on the person next to you, and so it translates here on the football field as well.
Well, as we talk about it, Bob, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, black or white, you know, Christian or Jewish or of no faith. It matters whether or not you can be counted on. Can you rely on the person to your left and your right?
Yeah.
Can you trust them? You know, or is everything going in the same direction? Are you all on the same page? And that's a lot of what the Army is, right? We just happen to do it on the sports field. So, you know, we feel fortunate every day to be at West Point.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure they're fortunate to have you. You talked about Coach Munkin. You went with the contract extension. And well-earned, well-deserved, I would imagine. Any hesitation before last year, or did you kind of feel from the get-go that the program was being pointed in the right
actually,
direction?
It's something we've been talking about. Whether it was going to manifest itself by winning last year or going to a bowl game or winning a bowl game or any of those types of things, he's the right coach for us. He's the right man to be the football coach at West Point. And I think that's, you either believe that or you don't. What were we just talking about? Rely on the person you left or your right,
absolutely.
Trust them and move forward on one team. I mean, it's all those things that, you know, not only did it feel right, you knew it was right.
No question about it. Boo, I'm going to let you go so you can be on schedule. Hopefully we'll get you back over on this side of the world. But either way, it was a pleasure to talk to you again. And hopefully within the next hour or so, we'll do it again.
All right, Bob. Sounds good. Appreciate the time.
Take good care. Thanks for sticking around. Boo Corrigan here on Attack, and I'll tell you, you talk about getting a job done. He is self-deprecating. He certainly is one of those people that defers credit to everybody around him. And you can see why Army treasures him so much. You know, the interesting thing, and when you look at the accomplishments of Army programs as a whole, it's been off the chart, whether it's golf, whether it's, you know, because Peter Kim set a league record in the Patriot League, the women's lacrosse, men's lacrosse, whole nine yards. They're all happening under Athletic Director Corrigan's watch. And again, they extended the contract of Jeff Monken. And, you know, this year, and they had talked about it for a few years, he's got this team at 8-3. They're in a nice bowl game. This is not going to be their last game of the year. They're going to the Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth on December 23rd, where they're going to play San Diego State. These guys, they're geared up. The program is pointed in the right direction. The actual rivalry, you know, between Monken's team and Coach Ken's team with Navy, not that it needs any additional stoking, but the reality is that, you know, this is it now primed to be something really good for the foreseeable future. You know, with the extension, it seems as if Monken, who, you know, didn't have any real ties to the academy, is here for the long term. And they're looking at, you know, same thing with Coach Ken. It's gone in the direction of being a true, true rivalry again. Any given Saturday, it's going to be this way for a while. The talent, the coaching, it's not they're running, I don't know, traditional offensive, as it were, you know, with triple option. But even at that, it's pretty similar to the Georgia Tech system. And they're executing it beautifully, both teams. And now it's truly competitive. I don't think you're going to see any of these blowouts. And, you know, when you look at it, it's as he talked about, as Corrigan talked about, it's team, it's culture, it's the people up above having the faith in Coach Monken to get the job done. And, you know, look, they're going to take their lumps every now and then, like Army did this year when they played Ohio State. But the reality is they're a competitive program again. A lot of that has to do with Coach Monken, and a lot of it has to do with General Haslam. And certainly a big part of it has to do with Boo Corrigan. And he has an energy about him that just carries the room. When he walks in, he sits down, he talks to you, big smile on the face, like he was talking about from last year. And if for those of you listening to the show, being down on that field when that game finalized, and the fact that, you know, the cadets went crazy. You know, there was sorrow on the sideline with the midshipmen. But again, the whole aspect of teamwork, country, faith, family extended to both sides. And, you know, it's a story I like to tell about how when the cadets streamed onto the field and family streamed onto the field as well, you know, they're congratulating each other. The noise was unbelievable. It was absolutely crazy. As soon as the respective hymns and fight songs were played, everything came to a halt. You know, you looked around, the cadets were singing the Navy hymn. The Navy midshipmen were, you know, singing the Army song. It was complete and utter respect. And that's what this is about. And even when you talk to the parents, you know, they're it's like any place else, a little bit of smack talking. And they get on with that. But the reality is that it's complete mutual respect. There is no, you know, garbage, for lack of a better, going on between the two of them. And, you know, year in and year out, this is something that the families look forward to, the parents look forward to, everybody looks forward to, and especially the two teams. And it's going to be another one of those games this year. It should be fun. And, oh, by the way, if you're tuning in tomorrow, more than likely you're going to be seeing a whole bunch of snow, because they're talking about up to 5 inches now over the course of the day. You're going to be, at worst, a mix. It's going to be kind of treacherous conditions. Yours truly will be down in the field with Rick and we'll be plodding our way through it before we work our way up to Press Row. But it should be interesting because these are two teams that primarily keep it on the ground. You know, there's not too much risk-reward involved with throwing a football. So there's the distinct possibility, depending on how far behind one given team is that they might just not put the ball up in the air. You know, Army has won three games this year with zero passing yards. So, you know, for all you who are into elevated football, Big 12 football and everything, well, that's not what you're going to be getting tomorrow. However, it's going to be entertaining as heck. It's going to be hard-hitting slobber knocker football in kind of northeastern traditional conditions and you know, playing at Lincoln Financial, which is a terrific stadium. Out in the open, no dome. So conditions being what they are, that's going to be fun as well. And, you know, as we go along, it should be just an entertaining, entertaining game. Both of these teams, as I said, going to a bowl game. Navy as well. Navy wins this game, they have guaranteed to finish at 500 or better. And Army has just had one heck of a season. So something to look forward to tomorrow. And, you know, again, as we get ready to step aside, this is one of those things that you absolutely need to experience in your life. And I'm not talking about sitting on Radio Row or being part of a media or any of that garbage. That's all secondary nonsense. Make sure at some point in time you get a tickets, and get your hind end to an Army-Navy football game, because the experience itself has just added this world. Get your kid there as well so they can be a part of it as well. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You are not. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the attack. I'm Bob Black. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing, which for many of you it is, and I'll be sending out some tweets tomorrow live from Radio Row, live from the press box, actually. And we'll be talking about the game as it's going along. It was a heck of a lot of fun last year. And a lot of headlines in the world of sports. But I'll stay with college football for this segment. Get into that a little bit and then hour two, we'll talk about the NBA. There was a big trade, and also a decision has been made in Major League Baseball. So Mario Cristobal is the Oregon head coach, and they were doing a nationwide search, but the search did not last very long. He's the co-offensive coordinator at Oregon. And Willie Taggart, when he bolted out of town and took the job at Florida State, they were looking around trying to figure out who they're going to be there, because they've had a pretty unsuccessful run since Chip Kelly walked out of town. And, you know, the minor sanctions aside and all the various different things, for a program that is amazingly financed as it is with Nike money, and I just say there's no salary cap to worry about, they have been in the position of going through coaches since Chip Kelly. And the glory days are a little bit in the rearview mirror now. Now, you know, after Helflick's unsuccessful run, they're now dealing with Willie Taggart, who was there for a year, kind of got things turned around with a 7-5, and walked out the door and went to Florida State. Now, to be fair to Willie, he had roots in Florida, and he wanted to go back. And I'm assuming that when he got hired, that conversation did take place, that if one of the big Florida universities came a-calling, that they would not penalize him, because I did not hear anything about a buyout or anything when Taggart took the job. So with that being in mind, you know, he did a pretty good job at Oregon, 7-5 this season. They get Boise State in the Vegas Bowl on December 16th, but he is down the road. Mario Cristobal is back in. And, you know, look, the big thing, and look, sometimes it's not good to listen to the players. Sometimes it is good to have an ear as to what the players want. You know, because don't forget, when you make these kind of decisions as an organization, and I mean an organization, a college, when you're a chancellor and you sign off, when you're an athletic director and you sign off, you're talking about signing off allegedly and hopefully for the long term, and that your guy's going to be around 2, 3, 5, 7, 10 years and then maybe move on to bigger and better things. Well, Oregon, as I said, they've skidded on the hard times as far as a lot of that has gone. And with Willie Taggart walking out the door after a year, they were falling into the danger of having to settle. Now, it's all well and good to do the quote-unquote national search. Maybe you get the guy, maybe you don't. But you also, you lose time with recruits. National Signing Day is right around the corner. You lose a little bit of gravitas within your own conference, because schools that are involved in the process right now, they are going through to the living rooms and making the recruiting and sending the letters and looking at the tapes and all the stuff that goes along with it. And if you're somebody that's recruiting for Southern Cal, you're somebody that's recruiting for UCLA, and you're going into living rooms and you're trying to close a deal, you can point at instability with a particular program that's on the same page for the same guys. And maybe it doesn't play out that way. So they reach for Mario Cristobal, already on the staff. You know, again, Terrell Crosby, who is first team all Pac-12 this year, he's their senior left tackle, sent out a tweet that an overwhelming majority of the players on the team signed a petition, sent it to the AD and the chancellor backing Cristobal to be the head coach. Now, he was at Florida International, not exactly a stomping ground or a breeding ground for the great head coaches. However, as a head coach from 2007 to 2012, he was 27-47. He was young. First head coaching job. Yeah, he was an assistant in Miami. He was assistant at Rutgers. Assistant at Oregon, obviously. So perhaps the second time around, it gets him pointed in the right direction. I mean, you know, who's out there? Who's out there that you're going to put in charge of this program and say to yourself, well, you know, this is the guy for the future. This is the guy who's going to be on our page. He's going to do what he needs to do, and he's going to be there for the long term, because that's not necessarily the case. And, you know, the usual names will come up, the Les Miles and, you know, some of the guys at some of the lesser programs who perhaps are trying to get things done and perhaps have been able to get things done, or in the past have been able to get things done. But here you have a 47-year-old guy who, young enough, got a little bit on the resume now. You know, I mean, you got to realize something. When he took over FIU back in 2006, he was only the second football coach because the program hadn't been around that long. And he just couldn't get it done. It happens. Happens. But, you know, and I've heard all kinds of various reactions, reading it on social media. You know, did Oregon panic? Did they pull the trigger too soon? Did they really do their due diligence? It, like I said, there's a lot more things than just, hey, we hire a guy, that goes into this. You know, and he'll get the fair amount of time that, you know, Hermlick got, and, you know, Chip was there for quite a while. Like I said, Taggart just the year, but, you know, they'll give him 3 years. And if it doesn't look like that, you know, it's starting to go in the right direction, they'll probably blow him out. You know, and that's the other thing, too. He's got pressure on him from the aspect of the program allegedly got turned around. Now, you know, am I saying that I'm you know, catching on to all their recruiting, what kind of class that they have lined up or anything else? No. Nope. Not at all. I'm not going to claim that. But assuming that the groundwork for proper recruiting has been laid by Taggart, and I imagine that Cristobal was involved in it too, they're in it for the long haul with this guy. And they're hoping that the combination of having the best facilities in college football, Nike money, and all the assets, the private jets, and all the things that can be used to go around the country and go into California, because, you know, let's be honest about it, the depth of talent in the state of Oregon is not great. But if he can recruit nationally and he can dip into California and he can take trips to Texas and he can make sure that he recruits in state and wins his own state, then he should be fine. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in. You know, as far as the panic aspect of it, and that was the big headline in college football news. He didn't panic. They didn't panic. You know, that's just throwing it out there to see if it sticks against the wall. They obviously talked to the players. They were aware, and, you know, any AD worth of salt is going to be wandering around trying to figure out whether or not the coach has control of the situation. He was very well respected by his players. 70 of the players signed that petition that I was talking about. You know? And, you know, as far as Cristobal itself goes, back, they had absolutely nothing, and they got a Sun Belt title and a bowl win in 2010. You know, the year after that, they had an 8-5 season. You know, 3-9 in 2012. And they were just about to go into Conference USA. And in making the move into Conference USA, the AD gave them the boot. And the end result with that, after he was gone, 5-19 over the next 2 years and four straight losing seasons before Butch Davis showed up, opened up his checkbook. and turn things around. So personally, I happen to think it's a good move. I really do. We're going to find out. As the old saying goes, time will tell. However, I do think it's a good move. And he's been in the mix for some other jobs. You know, don't forget he was on Nick Saban's staff as well, working as, you know, one of the coordinators on the offensive line. And when he moved for a move up. He went to the offensive coordinator gig. You know, he interviewed for the Miami gig before Mark Richt got it. You know, okay, you get Mark Richt, you can live without Mario Sandoval. Cristobal, excuse me. So, you know, as far as that goes, you know, I think they did okay. I really do. And again, they're going to give him a little bit of time, but the one caveat that I would throw in there is just that, you know, here's a guy that's taking over a program that supposedly has revived. And whether or not that is the case remains to be seen. But if he did, and if he takes over a pretty good program with good players and everything else, they should be okay. Yeah. Baker Mayfield, before we head to the break, and we'll be talking about this stuff on the other side. He's winning every trophy involved, probably going to win a Heisman as well. But he got the Maxwell, got the Davey O'Brien. It's, you know, sometimes you do wonder how much they actually look because, you know, like I said, it was a player that won a Heisman last year that actually improved on his year. But the order kind of went in the order of what we're expecting maybe going forward with the the Heisman Trophy Award. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll pick it up with Baker Mayfield here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Hang in there.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black, Scott Cuddy on the other end, making sure it stays on the air, and having fun here, as we always do on Radio Row here in Philadelphia. We're coming to you live from the Convention Center. Tomorrow we'll be at Lincoln Financial Field for the 118th edition of Army-Navy. Baker Mayfield, as I was talking about before we went to break, Associated Press College Football Player of the Year, fourth Oklahoma quarterback to win the award since they established it in 1998. He beat out Bryce Love. He beat out Lamar Jackson, who was last year's Heisman winner, who ended up finishing in third place. Mayfield had 51 first-place votes out of the 56, so it was pretty much of a landslide. 157 points, 83 for Love, 39 for Jackson. Saquon Barkley got a first-place vote as well and came in fourth. You know, Baker Mayfield's going to be an interesting call come the time when the NFL draft rolls around. You know, the track record with OU quarterbacks has been mixed going into the professional ranks. Josh Heupel, 2000, didn't succeed. Jason White certainly didn't succeed. And Sam Bradford, when he's been on the field, has been good, but it's been difficult having him on the field. Mayfield's got the goods. He's got the size. You know, he's got 129 career touchdowns, 14,320 yards. I mean, it is a beautiful thing. You know, he's up for a lot of stuff that he's going to win. He's a finalist for the Manning Award, as we're going to talking about, you know, the Heisman Trophy right around the corner. But he kind of separated himself a little bit with his performance in the last third of the season. And, you know, this is a good time for him. And a lot of the ex-college players that are wandering around here have certainly, you know, they appreciate what he's dealing with and the fact that all these accolades are starting to come his way. And you know, we'll see how it plays out as far as his professional career, because it does remain to be seen what, you know, what scouts think of him and the people who have all the various different ways of evaluating and, you know, stopwatches and leaping and all that kind of good stuff. You know, again, it's cool for these kids. And for those of you who don't or have never been around it, you know, one of the things I like to talk about is the fact that there's a nice situation with, you know, the bowl games. And we talk about it. For most of these kids, there's really not another opportunity to play ball. They may get the cup of coffee at the training camps. They may, you know, play a little Canadian ball or something along those lines. But once they are done after their bowl games, that's pretty much it. You know, so it makes them appreciate even more the experiences that we're going through. And, you know, the blazer and the banquet and all the very, you know, it matters. It really does. For guys like Mayfield and guys like Lamar Jackson and other people, they're going to end up having the experience of playing professional football. You know, hopefully the ego doesn't get out of hand and all that kind of good stuff. You know, and then you go forward from there and hopefully the career itself progresses. So, you know, well, they're going to move on. But right now it's basically basking in the sunshine, unless you're up here in Philadelphia where it's dark and gloomy. And there's going to be some snow and there's going to be some rain going down the line. As we were talking about yesterday, Tennessee hired Jeremy Pruitt. And not too much blowback on it. I mean, there were some people that were, you know, he's not experienced enough and all this kind of good stuff. How could Fulmer make a decision so quick as to getting into the AD chair? But the reality is Phil Fulmer went in there and literally took chicken you-know-what and made it into chicken salad. And I'm talking about the condition of the program, what was going on as far as the ability to win football games again. I mean, they've become the doormat of the Southeastern Conference. They lose to pretty much everybody. Jones, before he got fired, just wasn't getting the job done. You know, the interim didn't get it done. And they were searching long and hard for a head football coach, and they offered it up to many people, none of which took the job. And unfortunately, or fortunately for them, hopefully now, Jeremy Pruitt took it. They're not messing around with this. He took a six-year deal. He's getting 3.8 now that the official details came out. And I thought he made a really good statement. And I think it was a message to the conference. I think it was a message to the alums. I think it was a message to the team and the people who are going to be around. And what that is that, you know, look, at one point in time, this was a feared program. A feared program. No longer. And they become a doormat, as I was talking about. No bowl game. You know, if you think that goes over well with alums, you are sadly mistaken. You know, stadium started to lose capacity as far as the amount of people are actually showing up for the football games. And, you know, this is, to me, this is a good hire. And as I said, I don't know how it's going to turn out. One never knows how it's going to turn out until. But here's the reality. Regardless of whether or not Jeremy Pruitt ends up being a good head football coach, it, to a certain degree, is almost irrelevant. The PR disaster that was the almost hiring of Greg Schiano was a complete mess. The whole aspect of, you know, going through the process and getting turned down by all the people, and then having to turn back and rely on the athletic director, who, when he was the head football coach, he gave the boot unceremoniously. And him having the good grace to take the job, return to his alma mater, let Saigons be Saigons, as the case may be, and take the helm of the athletic department and go forward is it. I'll tell you something. It speaks volumes about Phil Fulmer. And regardless of how this turns out, you know, there's no guarantees about Jeremy Pruitt. You know, he was decisive. There was no question about the background of Pruitt. There's no question about his credentials as being able to take the next step up. Now, in an ideal world, should he have been a head coach somewhere? Yeah, probably. Probably. But he wasn't. You know, and when it came down to it, all the people that they were approaching, and again, unless you want to go to Retread City, you know, there are certain people who are head coaches who are radioactive. I heard somebody the other day talk about Bobby Petrino. Well, Bobby Petrino, he's not ever leaving Louisville again. Nor should he. Nor should anybody hire him. The disaster that turned out to be. And, you know, that's just how it is. You know, Les Miles, you know, from all accounts, I mean, Les is 62 years old now. He's not going to get another opportunity. At least it doesn't look like it. I mean, it's possible he may go up to the pros. I guess in theory it could be. But, you know, that's just how it plays out. So, you know, we'll see. We will see. But, again, I give a lot of props and a lot of credit to Phil Fulmer for getting it done. Des Howard hopefully is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Like I said, always crazy around Radio Row, and you know, ESPN has got a hold of him right now. And once ESPN gets a hold of you and you happen to work for them, or at least you did work for them, well, you know, you know how it is. I'm just hoping he'd sign my football helmet and do the pose. You know, if I can get that much out of him, I'm ahead of the game. But, you know, we will see how it plays out. Like I said, Des is hopefully going to be here in just a couple of minutes. We will see. And we'll see how it plays out from there. Again, it's pretty much around the world of college football. You know, fortunately, and as I've talked about, the NCAA has the stage for them. And Sure, we'll take Boo right back on. Dez is running a little late. He's sitting up with ESPN. Okay. So, yeah, and if he comes over, he can plug in too. Come on over, Boo. Back with Boo Corrigan. And, you know, we'll have a little bit of fun. You forgot to sign my helmet, my football, man. Come on. You know, Boo, yeah, you know, after you left, I was talking about not just the football program, but all the programs at Army. I mean, people don't realize, I think, to a certain degree, you still got to market them. You still have to have success in all of your different programs. Talk about some of the challenges and rewards of being involved in that.
Well, I mean, I think as I talk to recruits when they come in, one of the things I say to them, Bob, is that it's really hard. But it's also very rewarding when you come here and when you're looking at the parents and you're talking to them and say, you know, if your son or daughter comes here, you know, they're going to obviously mature and physically and emotionally immature and those types of things. But by the end of 4 years, they actually have a presence about them.
Right.
And they got a presence of a leader. And who doesn't want that in their son and daughter? So, you know, we think what we do through sports and as we talked about earlier, relying on the person to your left and your right.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the sport is. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if it's rugby or if it's track and field or whatever it is, you're still gaining that leadership experience. And that's ultimately what we're all about.
No question about it. Now, I want to get this right. NACDA Athletic Director of the Year.
Yeah, it must have been a bad list. That's the only thing I can
come on.
You know?
What does that stand for?
It's NACDA. It's kind of one of the national organizations for college athletics.
Okay.
It's a great thing. I work with so many great people that are very talented, and that's the only reason I got the award. It's because of the people around me. But, you know, it's special to be at West Point.
Yeah.
It truly is, and it's special to be able to be a part of this. And, you know, how great to always have a rival.
Yeah, right.
You know.
I was commenting on the fact that between Coach Ken and Coach Monken, this is going to be there for a while. I mean, unless one of these guys bail on the job, and I don't anticipate it, yeah. They're going to be there for a while. And that's got to be inside. You know, you may not want to have Navy having a good team, but
right.
The reality is, I mean, if it's truly competitive each and every year, it makes it easier to market, makes it easier to get the advertisers to pay attention and all that kind of good stuff.
There's a business behind everything that we're doing.
Sure.
Right?
No question about it.
We don't hide from it. You know, it's part of what we are and what we do. And, you know, the longer Kenny stays there and Monk stays with us, and we're going to continue to recruit, and we're going to bang heads on the recruiting trail, and then we're going to come here and play a game. And, you know, we got to take care of, you know, Air Force on the way to the Commander-in-Chief trophy every year. You know, what Troy's doing out there is really impressive. And,
yeah.
You know, but again, it's what we owe the rivalry,
yeah,
is to be competitive and win games.
No question about it. I've got you for about a minute before I got to let you go. Do you want Philly to be a permanent home? Should it be the permanent home? Or I mean, I do like the idea of, well, San Diego in December or something along those lines.
I like that
but
a lot.
But it Philly just seems to have a special place for this game.
I think the proximity between the two schools has to kind of play into it. It really is. It's kind of dead set in the middle of the two schools. The city does a great job. You know, that being said, we're thrilled to go to New York for the 2021 game, which would be the 20th remembrance of 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, Baltimore has done a great job in the past. The tricky part is once you kind of get off the corridor, the 95 corridor, how are you going to get 4,000 minutes?
Yeah, right.
And 4,000 cadets to a game? I think that's really the big hurdle, mm-hmm, that other places have had. That
C3s said, and big ships.
Yeah, exactly. No kidding. You know, there's a lot of cities that are interested in it.
Yeah.
You say that. And,
yeah. Logistics, baby.
Kind of
logistics.
Scratch their heads, brother. That's
yeah, it. Sure. Get it. Listen, man, thanks for a couple minutes. I'm glad you popped back in. I appreciate
it. My pleasure. Thank you for being
in
here.
And, you know, we're going to tap out here, but sign the ball and the helmet, man. I'm jacked. This is great.
I think I'm going to drop the value in both of them.
Not a chance. We'll be back right after the short timeout. I'm Bob Black.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black here. And we had a little change of schedule here. Dez is going to try to join us a little bit later in the show. We'll see if we can work out the logistics or not. And Houston Nutt, unfortunately, isn't even going to make it down here. His flight got canceled. I don't know where he was coming in from, but weather conditions being what they are and what they're anticipating, his flight actually got canceled. So we're not going to have him on, but we'll hopefully get Dez Howard at some point in time, and we'll get Rich and Joe Miller and talk to them a little bit because I know they're going to be on time, and we'll have a little bit of fun with that as well. But again, thanks to Boo Corrigan for coming back on board. We had the old two-part interview. That's how intriguing it was. We got 4 minutes the first time and 4 minutes the second time. So that's the way it plays out, live radio, and that's the way it goes. But, the environment around here, the effort, you know, I'm talking to Boo, you know, this is no different than any other college program. They got to promote it. They got to get kids interested in it. You know, there's a different kind of commitment, obviously. But with that being said, you know, the same logistic things come into play. The same atmosphere comes into play. You know, it's a different kind of atmosphere, but it's the same atmosphere, and it's still an involvement on a personal level of commitment, except the commitment goes a little bit deeper because once you come here, you're going into the armed forces. And, you know, that's, you talk about having to sell something. Well, that's something that has to be sold as well. So, you know, thanks to him for coming on board, explaining things a little bit. And he's very modest. That's a big award he won for 2017 Athletic Director of the Year, let me tell you. Like I said, he self-diminishes and he shouldn't do it. He's really a talented guy. Let's cap out here. Stay tuned for the news. We're going to come back with more fun from Radio Row here in Philadelphia, 118th edition of Army Navy, right after this short timeout.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Veteran Arizona Congressman Trent Franks is out of office. Republican Franks put out a statement saying he decided to resign immediately after his wife was hospitalized. Franks had planned on departing early next year after learning that the House Ethics Committee would be investigating allegations of sexual harassment against him. Franks said the investigation involves a discussion of surrogacy with two female staff members. He acknowledged that the discussion made them feel uncomfortable. Franks said his wife's hospitalization involves treatment for an ongoing ailment. He did not elaborate. Once again, veteran Arizona Congressman Trent Franks is out of office.
I have absolutely no doubt you are going to be so outstanding, and I'd like to congratulate you, and I wanted to be here for the big moment.
President Trump congratulating the new Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Nielsen replaces John Kelly, who is now the White House Chief of Staff. She was Kelly's Chief of Staff at the Department of Homeland Security. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At least 14 UN peacekeepers are dead after an attack in the Congo. Correspondent Sharon Reed has more.
The soldiers were killed in what's being described as a huge attack in the North Kivu province in the eastern part of the Central African country, near the border with Uganda. A UN spokesman tweets it's the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. Another official posted that reinforcements are on scene and medical evacuations are underway. The UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo is said to be the biggest anywhere in the world. Rival groups there have been battling for control of the region for the past several years.
Stocks are in positive territory at the end of the trading week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 118 points today to end 24,329. The NASDAQ climbed 27 points to 6840. The S&P 500 added 15 points to 2652. A Labor Department report today showed that 228,000 jobs were added in November and that the unemployment rate remained at just over 4%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Tom Hinchy. For all you Trending Today listeners, we've got a great deal from MyPillow to help you get a better night's sleep. I love MyPillow, and I'm getting a better night's sleep. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA, and you'll now get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com.
Nearly 50 million Americans could be in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease. Researchers at UCLA predict more than 9 million Americans will be clinically diagnosed with Alzheimer's by 2060. The Alzheimer's Association says it's the best estimate of how much Alzheimer's will affect the U.S. in coming years. The study is published in the latest edition of the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association. More and more cancer survivors here and around the U.S. are able to continue working and want to do so.
Because science and medicine have improved and we're seeing more and more survivors, in fact, the CDC is estimating nearly 20 million over the next decade, the issues around what does life look like with and beyond cancer become even more important.
But Rebecca Nellis, the executive director of the group Cancer and Careers, says cancer survivors who took a recent Harris survey said work helps them cope and takes their mind off cancer. They also said the U.S. health insurance system often prevents them from changing jobs and limits their access to health care. The Centers for Disease Control says the number of American cancer survivors and patients will reach almost 18 million in the next decade. This is a tough time of year for people watching their calories with all the holiday parties, dinners, and food around. Weight management expert Matthew Pittman has a few tips.
Don't skip meals. What ends up happening is you come in so hungry that you end up consuming far more calories than you would have if you had just gone ahead and had that other meal. So plan ahead. Have a nice, healthy, protein-based breakfast or lunch at a time.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, welcome back to Radio Row, Philadelphia, the 118th edition of Army Navy, Center City, Philadelphia, as I was corrected on the break. Not downtown Philadelphia. Man, this is great. We're watching a lot of people strolling past, the superintendents of the academies and everything else. It's truly a good time and an amazing event to be a part of. Just in case, if I don't get to it later, because I have a tendency to forget these kind of things because I'm getting old. Jimmy Shapiro, this whole thing just does not stay together with him. Dan Zucker as well. Tommy McDonald, the chief engineer of the whole thing, and not easy to just keep all of this going at the same time. Believe me when I tell you, my own personal liaison, Rich Johnson, who took really good care of me after I drove in from New York today, not getting in with the traditional through the door at 7 o'clock this morning or 11 o'clock last night. So I just want to give a quick shout out to them going forward. We're going to have some guests in this hour as well with our bizarro clock here. But Rich DeMarco and Joe Miller. And then we're going to try to redo Dez Howard at 45 after this hour. We're getting Rich and Joe on at about 15 after. So if they're on time, Scotty, we're going to run that through till about 25 and then go to the break and do the shorter segment in between. Again, what's going on around here, the environment, used to nut, like I was talking about, weather-related. We'll go get some weather here tomorrow. And it's going to be interesting. The it could be up to 5 inches worth of snow. It actually, and for those of you who aren't aware, the great majority of these people come from San Antonio, Texas, USAA people. And guess what? They saw snow yesterday. Snowed in San Antonio, snowed in Austin. As we always talk about here in the attack, our relationship with the American Forces Radio Network is second to none. We truly enjoy it. That's what makes a big part of this very, very special to us, because we talk to these guys and girls domestically and overseas each and every day. And we want to reemphasize the fact that they're putting it out there on the line for us. So if you see them, thank them and be on your way, because they're running towards it while we're moving away from it. Let's tap out right here. When we come back, more of the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto off today. The great Scott Cuddy running the board. Rich DeMarco, Joe Miller joining us here in just a couple of minutes. And we're going to be talking about the game itself. Maybe get a prediction. You know what directions those are going to go. But they're actually nearby, so I know they will be joining us in a timely fashion. Just real quick. Yeah, well, we can get into it. The Angels, Ohtani, they got him. And so much for not wanting to play in a big market. Los Angeles Angels, he went. I kind of thought that it was going to end up being Seattle. They've had good success with Japanese players up there. I felt like it was going to be a good fit. But they got a little bit of extra money. They put the maximum $20 million posting on him, and he had to decide by December 22nd. He didn't take that long, and he is going to be a Los Angeles, California, Anaheim Angel. But how they use him remains to be seen. Overall, in the five seasons that he pitched with the Nippon Ham Fighters, he was 42-15 with a 2.52 ERA and a 1.08 WHIP in the 5 years. He also hit .286 with 48 home runs, 166 RBIs in 403 games in that period of time. He would be the first true multi-positional player, and I mean pitcher and position field position player in baseball in a long, long time. They just don't do it any longer. Now, in negotiating process, I don't know how much contact they had with him as far as talking directly to him and his agent, Nez Baleo, about whether or not they were going to allow him to pursue the goals how he wanted to pursue them. And, you know, whether or not that was going to play out or not. But, you know, reality being what it is, it's a pretty good deal. You know, so he's going to get that money going, and it's going to work. So, you know, this will be well done. And we're about to be joined by Joe and Rich. So they're looking real dapper in their ties.
All right.
A little pink. Rich.
This tie is getting a lot of reaction today.
It is.
I was expecting, quite frankly, traditional colors, but, you know.
I wanted to come strong.
I can do it. I'm seeing gold and blue over here, but.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to come strong.
Welcome aboard. Well, let's start with the man in pink. I mean, if you're going to be go bold or go home,
exactly.
You know, it's exactly how it works. How you guys doing? I haven't seen you in a year.
I'm doing
fantastic.
Good.
Terrific. Joe, I've talked to you a couple times.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's nice to have you with us here in the attack. A year to think about it. Streak gets broken. Winning is established again. Your head football coach gets an extension. Doesn't look like your head football coach is going anywhere.
No.
It looks like this could be a really good rivalry. Not that it needed the buildup, but, I mean, on the field for years to come.
It does, and I think it was. It had that feeling, and I think last year, especially for the Army fans, it gave them the hope. Well, they had the hope, but it gave them the tangible evidence that it could be done. Now, a lot of factors played into that game, but I think that seems to be the expectation this year, that now it's the rivalry, right? The rivalry only begins when the other team.
And
you know,
I think the thing that people miss is it wasn't like it was 45-0 in every game between Navy
no
and
question.
Army. The fact that it was all these close games, but Navy sort of seemingly, for whatever reason, came out on the end was the added frustration part to the rivalry as well. But no, I think what Jeff Munkin has done at Army, and now you obviously with Ken Niumatalolo at Navy for over a decade now, the plan has been established with the mids. I mean, I think what they've been able to accomplish the last couple years inside the conference and their success outside of it. I mean, I think it just really – you look forward to the next couple matchups between these two teams because you see, I think, from the Army perspective, a team that is on the rise.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking to Boo a little while ago. The confidence in Munkin to get it done, the fact that he wants to be here, he's not looking for it as a stepping stone anywhere, that – kind of solidifies everything for Army, doesn't it?
They have their guy, you know, and that's the thing. You know, Navy's had its guy, you know, Coach Ken for a while, and Army has its guy now, so.
You know, I looked at the schedules, you know, trying to pay attention as much as I can. I'm stretched out pretty thin myself.
Aren't
but,
we all?
But a really successful season for Army. I don't want to say disappointing for Navy, but the results have been a little less than in previous years. Very close contests and very competitive contests in many instances.
Yeah, and they've played a really difficult schedule. I mean, they've played, I think going into the Houston game, I think 8 of the 9 teams that they'd played previous to that were either in the top 20 in offense, in rushing or passing. They've played some great offensive teams. I mean, you're not going to get much better than Central Florida or Memphis, and they played them in back-to-back weeks. So
right.
And I think there is a little bit of a frustration point that they haven't been able to get over the hump in some of those games because they've played a lot of close games. But this season, you know, it's funny. I don't know if you can say it's necessarily a disappointment. I'm sure they would love to have a couple wins. But you beat Army. You win the CIC. It's not going to be a disappointment.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, that's the goals when you look at it. It's beat Navy, win the Commander-in-Chief's trophy, undefeated at home bowl game.
Yep.
It starts with beating Navy and the CIC. So for Army, they could knock out both 1 and 2 tomorrow with a win.
Yeah, no question about it. Rich DeMarco, Joe Miller joining us here on the attack. You know, injury to a certain degree with Navy.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing play from Bradshaw. 3 games where there were 0 passing yards, all victories. I didn't know it until I read it.
It doesn't feel that way, though, when you're...
I get it that, you know, it's the program they run, it's the offense they run, and anything else, but I still looked at it, and I did a double take. I was like, that was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel... When you're calling the game, it doesn't feel crazy that there isn't a pass, because the team's moving the ball, so, you know, a run is as good as a pass. But, You know, I was, you know, the thing on those that I was, that I found most interesting is a lot of those pitches and the option could kind of be forward passes. That one of the pitches wasn't ruled a forward pass. That's what I was, that's what I found most interesting.
You know, the Navy had a game against SMU. They had ran 73 plays and 72 of them were runs. I mean, it's kind of the norm for us. It doesn't feel any different when, you know, you don't have those passing tips. And I think the crazy thing about Bradshaw this season, his production has pretty much doubled, and he has the same amount of attempts, about 1.7 more than the previous year. But essentially the same guy in the same system with the same coach has doubled his production. It's really quite amazing. You don't see that much in college football.
Yeah, no question about it. How's the health of the team? Because it has been an issue.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's been an issue. I think they're very happy about where they're at right now health-wise. Hudson Sullivan, they're starting inside linebacker. I think he'll be back, whether or not he starts tomorrow. But he'll play tomorrow, and he probably will start. I think Zach Abey is pretty healthy. He's been bruised and battered. If anybody's watched the season with this year from on Showtime, you have seen what he's had to go through injury-wise. One of their slot backs, Mike Kakal, he'll be back tomorrow. He left the Notre Dame game with a concussion. They've been dealing with a ton of injuries this year at a lot of different spots on the field, but I think they're pretty comfortable about where they're at health-wise going in this game. I think having the 2 weeks off really helped them. They've tried to manage the injuries as the season has progressed because they knew after they got bowl eligible against SMU, you had Notre Dame and you had Houston, and certainly they want to win those games. There's no doubt about that. But you had this game at the end as, hey, if we can get past this week with one guy down, we'll have him, you know, maybe 20% better for Army. And I think they've managed it well here down the stretch.
Yeah. What are you guys holding out for, HBO? They get Showtime? You guys, what's going on here?
We'll see.
It was great. I mean, I have to be honest about it. I've only seen like two episodes on it, but it's pretty intriguing. It really gives a little bit of an inside look.
I think it's cool because it gives the perspective of what it's like to be at the Naval Academy. I think people have this perception that you walk in and there's just constant people yelling at you all the time. And you know, and that's not how it is. I mean, these are young college students. And I know it's a different college environment than probably most everybody is used to. But it's not this radical thing. They're still 19-year-old kids that like to have fun, but they do have some restrictions on them. But I think the human side of it is the coolest part of it because, let's be honest, there's not a lot of people that go through these two institutions and experience the day-to-day thing. And I think it's cool that is out there for people to kind of look at and understand. And I think it's nothing but help them. I mean, they have been ecstatic about what it's done for their program this year.
Rich, 1 minute synopsis on the game tomorrow.
I think that you know what both teams are going to do. I think that if last year's game has any impact on Army, it's that they know if it's a close game in the fourth quarter that they've done it, that they've come from behind to win a game like that. I think in these games, I say it every year, it comes down to special teams and turnovers. Army had two turnovers in the first half that they forced, scored off one of them, but I think that those two were big momentum builders
sure
for that game. And I think that special teams and turnovers are going to dictate this game tomorrow.
Same opinion.
I think the one of the X factors is going to be Malcolm Perry, whether he's at quarterback or where he's at slot back. He's the type of player that you watch and you go, he's a little different than everybody else on the field. So I'd watch for him where he's at and how important he is to their offense, because he's the type of player that at the end of the game can make three or four plays that really nobody else on the field can make, and he can be a difference maker. I think that's the guy you watch out for Navy tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Maybe a little bit of snow on top of it as well.
It'll add to the atmosphere.
Yeah, it certainly will. Guys, I want to keep you on schedule. Thanks so much for the time. If I can impose upon you to sign a football on the helmet, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. I know one's going to say beat Army and the other one's going to say beat Navy. Thanks so much for your time, guys. Great to see you again.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Rich DeMarco, Joe Miller,
All right. Bringing
us here on the attack. And as we get ready to step out, it's just fun. It's just, like I said, the environment itself is absolutely incredible. And these guys add to it. They're very modest human beings, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around the pink tie, but I guess I can deal with it. But I'm gonna bring you a tie next year, man. If you know, I'm telling you, I'm gonna bring one of my own. Bring it down. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. But
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Trying to get everybody to sign. You are back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast. And, you know, it's funny. In talking to Rich and to Joe, you know, they won't really say, you know, anything bad about the other programs. But I know inside, you know, they said it on the air, said it off the air. The fact that this is a rivalry now that at least theoretically on the field should have all levels of competitiveness going forward. And, you know, as Rich Miller said, most of the games themselves were competitive over the last, you know, couple of decades. However, it seemed as if Army was just always on the wrong side of them. Couldn't get the final play, couldn't get whatever. I don't think you're going to see too much of that going forward. Do I think you're going to see Army rip off a streak like Navy did against them? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I think you are going to see on a year-in, year-out basis that these are going to be two teams that are really well-disciplined, that fundamentally football-wise, because we know they're disciplined military-wise, but football-wise, are going to be able to perform on a pretty elite level. You know, Navy went to a bunch of bowl games over the last decade and change. Army didn't. Well, that's changed. You know, like I said, they're going to the military bowl down in Fort Worth. Navy's going to the bowl as well. You know, and you're talking about now a situation where on a year in, year out basis, there's going to be reward further than what's going on with these programs. You know, and again, Military Bowl, 28th, Navy versus Virginia. Armed Forces Bowl, 23rd in Fort Worth versus San Diego State University. So, you know, again, this is going to be fun. This is going to be going on for a while. And, you know, just as far as the two coaches themselves, they're both young enough where they're going to be here for a while. You know, I mean, there's no guarantees. Somebody may come knocking on the door with some offer to either one of them that's going to blow them away. But honestly, I think both of these guys are here for the long haul. I think the evolution of the programs is going to continue. I think they're going to be able to draw better athletes. And don't forget, you know, they get a certain limit when it comes to the athletic scholarships that they can offer. It's got to be built on a number of criteria. But with that being said, they're going to be okay. You know, they're going to be okay. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And as I was talking about before we got our guests, a little bit of baseball as Shohei Ohtani signs with the Angels. You know, the other teams that were involved, Cubs and Texans and everybody else, just weren't able to get it done. Just were not able to get it done. And that's the way it is sometimes. It's just you get over it or you get past it or you don't. It's whatever the circumstances are. Sticking with baseball, allegedly, Giancarlo Stanton was traded to the St. Louis Cardinals, but he did not waive his no-trade clause. He doesn't want to go to St. Louis. I have mixed feelings about this. I completely get with new ownership, with an organization that has been losing and hemorrhaging money for years, why they feel like they have to move Stanton. I mean, understand it. They've got $295 million left on that contract. You know, but it had to be the real deal. And although it was not confirmed by the Marlins, Bill DeWitt Jr., the Cardinals chairman and CEO, said in a news release that they were disappointed in his decision, will make every effort to improve the club for the upcoming season. How do I feel about it? He'd have been a legend. A legend in St. Louis. There's no question about it. And for anybody that does not have any doubts, and they didn't say what the package was, but Maka was out there among others, and they're going to have to give to get with this particular situation. But I'll tell you something, and if you're a Marlin fan, you better be hoping that they're doing their due diligence, because the Marlins traded D. Gordon. And yeah, sometimes it just either outthink yourself or the circumstances are where you're just not sure of the destination or whatever. D. Gordon's going to play center field for the Mariners, at least according to this. And I number one, I don't like it. He's a terrific defensive player. They received international slot money from Miami, but that ended up doing them no good because Ohtani went to the Angels. And they got Robert Dugga, Nick Niedert, and Christopher Torres back in return, all prospects. Jerry DePoto said they're going to put him in center field, case closed. Because Robinson Cano is their second baseman. I get it. But Cano is getting up there. He's 35 years old. I maybe they move him back. He's still hitting 23 home runs, 97 RBIs last year. But, you know, he's getting up there. And, you know, it let's put it this way. If they'd have been able to get D. Gordon and Ohtani, his heavy lifting for the year would have been done. These D. Gordon's 29. He's had performance-enhancing drug issues. You know, he's a high-priced ticket. He's owed $37 million through 2020. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. The prospects themselves, I mean, I looked them up on Baseball America. They're okay. All three are expected to at least have the chance to make it in the major leagues. None of them is considered to be dominant. Two of them are on the borderline of being major league ready. So we're going to find that out sooner rather than later. And, you know, we'll see whether or not this plays out for Miami. But I'll tell you, I honestly felt like they could have gotten a bigger haul for it. I mean, Dee Gordon's 29. I would assume that the fact that Gordon has been suspended probably came into play because he's one suspension away from a permanent suspension. So I guess that came into it. But he had a monster year last year with 308, 60 steals, 114 runs scored. And he had 201 hits. So we'll see. We'll see. I wasn't bowled over by this. But, you know, once the performance enhancing was done, the power was gone. So, you know. And again, just trying to be a viable product on the West Coast. And Seattle fans are great sports fans. Great sports fans. But, you know, the Marlins, I'm looking at the Marlin hat. The Mariners haven't won anything in a while. They put a lot of their chips into the basket of Ohtani, and it didn't play out. We'll see how it goes. I mean, DePoto, I would imagine, is getting on short shelf life. I mean, King Felix, he's been the one constant there. And, you know, quite honestly, it's all well and good. But the reality is that, you know, they don't have – I mean, Cano's been solid since he's been there. He's played at a star level, but they haven't won. And, you know, from that aspect of it, it's kind of a long and winding road. So we'll see how it plays out. We're going to tap out. When we come back, we're going to have a little more fun and frivolity. Hopefully, Dez Howard at about a quarter till, and we'll take it from there. If not, we will just rock and roll, because guess what? This is live radio. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Sports Attack rolls on here live from Philadelphia Center City on Radio Row. And we're having a good time here today. We really are. Hopefully going to get Des Howard. I've been promising him all show. But, man, everywhere he goes, people are tackling him to get him to tables. And my guide for him is letting me down. Nah, they're really not. It's just everybody's in demand here. And this has been a good show no matter what. Again, game tomorrow. Kickoff time somewhere around 3 o'clock. Blue Angels, the Apache helicopters, the whole nine yards, 118th meeting of Army and Navy. And, you know, again, this is an experience, and I'm telling you, get your family to it. It just, if you love this country, if you appreciate what it takes to have the freedoms that we have, get here at some point in time, get to the stadium, understand the atmosphere, talk to the parents, see the kids, because it's not just about the game. It's about the whole environment of what goes on here on a year-in, year-out basis. And as we've talked about, you know, the teams now, both teams are incredibly well-coached. These guys can coach with anybody. If they wanted to go to a big-time college and sit there and use the budget, get the recruiters in place, use the private jet, I wonder if they roll up in a Blue Angel. Right? That's a good question. That's a good question. I'll have to ask them that next year. Do you know, people have private jets for the college football programs. Do we roll up like, you know, if you go on a visit somebody, they meet you in a, you know, you take the Blue Angel, and go out there, you know, have one of the great pilots fly it. Yeah, okay. Army goes with a C-130. Big thing, yeah. My engineer's laughing here next to me. He's like, yeah, I'm thinking no. But, oh, my goodness. Look, tomorrow's going to be an interesting game. There's not going to be too much aerial action. Almost everything's going to be on the ground. If the weather is as predicted, and I was just informed that about 2 o'clock in the morning is when everything's going to start rocking and rolling. So, there's a real distinct possibility that it's going to be snow on the ground. And if that ends up being the case, you know, the field will be in good condition, artificial turf, but it will be outdoors and it'll be blustery and, you know, maybe a little trouble turning on in football. As both Joe and Rich said, you've got turnovers, you know, turnovers led to a score last year. Turnovers changed momentum in the game last year. If that should happen again this year, and I'm sure Coach Ken has been emphasizing it because I have no doubt in his mind that he feels as if the turnovers cost him the game last year. But the reality is, you know, these two quarterbacks will need to protect the football. Joe was a little hedgy on Abey. He feels he's going to be back there, but he's not exactly sure. And that could get interesting. And I would think that there's going to be some wrinkles, and I think there could be a little bit of alternating of quarterbacks on the Navy side. Barring injury, Ahmad Bradshaw is going to be back there for Army in his last Army-Navy appearance, and I'm sure he's going to want to make it a memorable one. Last year, etched him in Army folklore going forward, and no matter what, he's going to be there, and he will be there forever in the land of the Army. But reality being what it is, you know, it should be a competitive game. Navy's going to be looking for a little payback. My own personal prediction, which I'll save till the last segment. Well, let's put it this way. My dad was a Navy man, but we'll see how that plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Talked about what's going on with D. Gordon and Giancarlo Stanton. In the NBA, some interesting times. Both LiAngelo and LaMelo signed with an agent, so they're done with college. And that flat out is just not going to happen for them on the collegiate level. I think if you ask Steve Alford deep down, he's happy to be rid of the distraction. LeVar has this thing inside of his head that all three of his kids are going to play on the same basketball team. And I can tell you right now, that flat out isn't going to happen. It's as simple as that. One is not talented enough to make it into the NBA. So unless some miracle happens where all of a sudden he acquires those skills, which isn't likely because he's already in college, he may get a courtesy cup of coffee, but he's not going to be on anybody's football team. And then you mix into the fact that, we'll see. It's a distraction. Mr. Howard, how are you, sir? I'm doing really well. Des Howard joining us here in the attack. I've been talking about you for the better part of 2 hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Don't believe half of it. Whatever you do.
No. I've been talking about you. Heisman Trophy winner.
I'm just kidding.
The great Des Howard joining us on the attack. Well, it's very nice to have you back with us. We had you last year.
Yes, sir. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
I we look forward to having you. It's the fun experience of just being able to talk about the game itself. And I mean, I know this is busy times for you and everything.
No, it's a fun time. That's a good time of the year.
Talk about it. Talk a little bit about what it means to you being a part of this.
What? The Army Navy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, because I was just, people be talking.
No, this broadcast.
Yeah,
this broadcast.
Exactly. I'm going to be a part of this broadcast. You kidding me? Well, as far as Army Navy is concerned, years ago before we started to do this, Coach Corso, he used to say, if you're a serious college football fan, like a real serious college football fan, you have to put the Army-Navy game on your bucket list.
Agreed.
It's a must. So Coach used to always tell us that, but what we did is, because of the Heisman, we would always travel to New York on Friday, do a couple of sports center hits, talk about the candidates, build up the Heisman show. And then Saturday morning, here we are again doing a couple of sports center hits. Mm-hmm. Everything was a build-up to the moment that we were giving that award away Saturday evening.
Sure,
so everything was building up to that. And we never got a chance to come here and feel this pageantry, to feel the special atmosphere that this brings. So once we got the nod that, hey, we're going to do the Army-Navy game, it was like, okay, now we get a chance to see what this is all about.
Right.
And I tell you what, there's nothing like, man, seeing the cadets in their uniforms, and you see the midshipmen in their uniforms, and they're around you. It's like, this is something that no other rivalry can bring to
you. Right.
I mean, it can make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. And the passion, the energy, the enthusiasm, you get past, the seriousness of it, because like, these are people going to protect our shores. But they're so passionate about their football, about their rivalry, just like the Iron Bowl. Like, this is their Iron Bowl.
Yep.
This is their Michigan versus Ohio State game.
Sure.
And they're just as passionate about it. So we're just really humbled to take part in the pageantry and try to bring some light and bring some more exposure to one of the greatest rivalries in college football.
Michigan and who? Yeah. I was actually surprised to hear you say the name. You make such a good point there. And the NCAA, for all their flaws, actually got this right.
Yeah.
They give the stage to them. It's all about them. There's nothing else significant going on.
That's true.
As far as performance.
No, you're right about that. That's true.
Only
show in town.
They got it right.
Yeah.
And I've been 3 years now, and as you talked about, the pageantry and the, you know, watching the cadets and everything, to listen to the parents,
mm-hmm.
and you know, like hanging in the hotel night before the game,
right.
Have a cocktail, whatever.
Yeah.
There was 2 years ago when we were in Philly, somebody started talking smack to one of the other service academy parents.
Mm-hmm.
Within an instant, somebody stepped in and said, "We don't do that.
Mm.
Mm. We don't go down that road."
Yeah. Nice.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
And then last year, with all the excitement with Army and you know, the various fight songs and hymns being played and everything,
mm-hmm.
when Navies came on, every cadet stopped. When Armies came on,
right.
every midshipman stopped.
Respect.
The respect.
Yeah, man,
it's
exactly.
just, it's an astounding thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes,
switching
sir.
Gears on you.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield and his onslaught of awards that he seems to be winning.
Exactly.
You know, I'm looking at it. Yeah, I voted for him. I had a hard time not voting for Lamar Jackson.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He improved on his season. He's better than he was last year. The record doesn't show it with the wins and losses.
Right.
But he's a better player and a better quarterback.
Yeah.
What say you? I mean, I know you don't want to divulge the.
I mean, he's invited, so he got enough votes.
Yeah, no, I know,
enough people recognize, you know, his performance, but you know, it's just not about numbers, though. It's not just a stats award, you know what I mean? And I think he was so exciting last season that you know he set the bar so high. You know, it was like really difficult for him to surpass what he did a year ago, even though statistically he might have had better numbers. You know, this is like. These millennials or this generation, I mean, everything is about a highlight here and
don't
a highlight
date yourself.
There.
Date yourself.
You can only jump over a person but so many times, you know, and get on SportsCenter. And if you're not doing that, then people really aren't paying attention to your numbers.
Yeah. No, that's very true. Of course, that would be Bryce Love. All three of these guys are going to play on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But prospect-wise, and you know, I know you see some, you don't see much sometimes.
Yeah.
All three can make it, you think?
I you know what? I'm not high on all three. I'm really not. I think the best prospect of the three to make it would be Bryce Love,
to
be completely honest with you. Yeah, you know, he's a warrior. He's playing a position that I think he can really make that transition to the NFL rather smoothly. And he played for a coach in David Shaw who has NFL ties. He ran an NFL-like system. So I believe that he might be the only one who I really feel strongly about of the three.
Yeah, because I would imagine. I mean, I've seen Mayfield anywhere from first to 31st, and I've seen Jackson in round one through round four. I mean, I'm no talent evaluator, but anyway, way, shape, or form. But it is going to be interesting.
Yeah,
listen,
I
want to keep you on schedule, and I appreciate the couple minutes.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
If I can ask you one favor.
What's that?
I get to keep these.
Yeah.
If you can sign them.
Oh, yeah, I ink them for you.
That would
I ink these for
absolutely
you.
Outstanding.
No, my pleasure.
Prediction for tomorrow night with the Heisman Trophy is go to Baker, isn't it?
I mean, that's what everyone's anticipating. I would be surprised if, I guess if it didn't. You know, I would hope to have a close race, something that's, you know, that's interesting. But we'll see. We'll see, yeah.
Sir. Thank you so much for your time.
No, my pleasure. Thank you, and happy holidays,
Thank
my
you
man.
Very much. Right
yes,
back
sir.
At you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
Thanks so
it.
Much.
Anytime. Anytime.
Take good care.
You too. Thank you.
Des Howard here on the attack, and, man, it doesn't get any better. Doesn't get any better. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Like I said, Jimmy got it to me. It's a beautiful thing. man, I was talking him up for an hour and 45 minutes. I'm glad he got here. That's you know, and again, that's an interesting take. And I didn't want to put the pressure on him and say, you know, will Lamar Jackson not make it? And, you know, will Baker Mayfield not make it? But he certainly seems higher on Love than he does on the two other finalists. And I think understandably so. There's big question marks. And as we've talked about here on the show, you know, it when you've got a scenario in evaluating quarterbacks, it's just literally it is without question the toughest position to evaluate now because not everybody runs the pro sets. And when you're operating from these spreads, you don't know literally if you got to start from square one, taking a snap from under center. You don't know about the reads. You don't know about the progressions. It's you don't know if the game is going to slow down for them. So with that being said, you know, time will tell. Let's tap out right here. We'll wrap it up here from Philadelphia right after this short timeout on Black. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black, wrapping it up here from Philadelphia. As we started to get into briefly, Jahlil Okafor got traded from the Philadelphia 76ers to the Brooklyn Nets, along with Nick Stauskas, for Trevor Booker. And, you know, you think about this. What Sean Marks has done in Brooklyn thus far, he's brought in the second overall pick from 2 years ago, and the third overall pick from the 2015 draft to a team that did not have number one draft picks as they're trying to rebuild. Okafor got pushed away with Joel Embiid, who's truly on a level of his own, but he's going to have a chance to play, and the Nets may have gotten a really good one in this trade. We'll talk about that more on Monday. A lot of people to thank here. I want to start with my personal engineer, and I don't want to mess his name up, Itzik Laurent, who got the job done, along with Scott Cuddy out in the West Coast, making sure it was able to stay on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. I want to thank Rich DeMarco and Joe Miller for coming on board. Of course, Boo Corrigan as well, who made two brief appearances here to the Sports Attack, and the great, great Dez Howard. So I want to thank them all for coming on board. As far as the game itself goes tomorrow, look, it's going to be a weather influence game. It's going to be conditionally dealt with. These two teams are pretty equal in the level of talent. Army maybe is a little bit healthier. We're going to find that out come game time. We're going to see who's playing quarterback for Navy as well. Navy's got some motivation after last year's defeat. Army's got some motivation as well. You know, keep the streak going now that they finally got a win under their belts. And, of course, the overall motivation of this is for all the marbles. I mean, it's also the Commander-in-Chief trophy, which is up for the first time in a while this year. So, between the two teams. So, I'm predicting an Army victory. I think they're going to do it back-to-back. No particular anything other than a hunch. And I know my dad somewhere who's a Navy man is not happy about it. Let's tap out. We'll talk to you about it more on Monday. For everybody involved, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.